This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Oregon's Bureau of Labor and Industries has won the largest prevailing wage settlement for workers in its 112-year history. Roughly 325 workers who built dining and resident halls at Southern Oregon University are getting $2.5 million in unpaid wages. On the other side of Oregon, if you're keeping up with the so-called occupation of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge, it's worth noting that residents of Harney County are poor, white, and conservative, and not a single one of them has joined the Bundy Brothers armed occupation. 30% of doctors change their hospital or practice group affiliations annually. 35% of provider listings contain errors. 32% of listings are duplicates. And only 26% of dermatologists in a dozen cities studied were listed correctly and able to see new patients. The SAMA Group is a nonprofit that helps people escape poverty by connecting them to work that pays a living wage, among other ventures, and is connected to a for-profit company sharing a social mission that sells luxury skin products. Apple settled an Italian tax bill by agreeing to pay $347 million to compensate for underpayments. U.S. Justice Department has opened a criminal investigation into Bluebell Ice Cream Company over listeria contamination that killed three to see if executives knew of the problem and failed to act. With Congress unwilling to act, many gun control groups have turned to states for changes, with 18 states now imposing some form of background check. Roughly 20% of people younger than 65 with health insurance nonetheless report problems paying medical bills last year, and 53% without insurance said the same. Of those reporting problems, despite having insurance, 63% used all or most of their savings, 42% took on an extra job or more hours, 14% moved in with or took on roommates, and 11% received charity. In a political free-for-all, Conservative Prime Minister David Cameron in Britain has allowed its ministers to campaign on all sides of the issue on the question of the UK's participation in the EU for an upcoming vote. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.